street ministry, or other events, or to request free Bible study lessons, please phone us at 448-4059 or toll free at 800-779-1787. Send comments or questions to P.O. Box 5502, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71307. Thank you for listening to the Breath of Life broadcast. See you at Maranatha next Sabbath. You've been listening to the Breath of Life radio broadcast, a ministry of Maranatha Seventh-day Adventist Church, located at 4615 South MacArthur Drive. That's the corner of MacArthur Drive and Willow Glen Street in Alexandria. You are cordially invited to worship with us each Saturday morning at 9 a.m. for Sabbath school and 10 a.m. for divine worship. Prayer meetings are held each Tuesday at 7 p.m. Maranatha continues to offer to our listeners free of charge Bible study lessons in a colorful and easy to understand format. A beautiful certificate is issued upon completion. The Extreme Praise Ministries is also sponsored by Maranatha. It is a community-based youth ministry of approximately 75 area youth. Its ministries include skits, puppetry, mimes, drama interpretation, praise dancing, and more. To request Extreme Praise Ministries for bookings at your church, family reunion, street ministry, or other events, or to request free Bible study lessons, please phone us at 448-4059 or toll free at 800-779-1787. Send comments or questions to P.O. Box 5502, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71307. Thank you for listening to the Breath of Life broadcast. See you at Maranatha next Sabbath.
This is radio station KAYT, Gina, Alexandria, 88.1. Gospel Radio, serving all of Senla at 88.1.
Welcome to Living by the Word with Greg Tejada, pastor of the Word Christian Center in Alexandria, Louisiana. I invite you to stay tuned as I share a powerful message from God's Word that will change your life. It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes out of the mouth of God. And now, here's today's message.
We serve a God of miracles. So don't you ever be discouraged and think that your situation is hopeless when we got the God who works all kind of miracles. He can do great signs, great wonders. Wonders. What's a wonder? A wonder is something you can't explain. A wonder is something you wonder about how that happened. I wonder how that happened. That's a wonder. You ever had any wonders? Hallelujah. Glory to God. I thank God. Mark 16, 17 says, and these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name shall they cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents. If they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. Now, the word signs there is the same word miracles. And these miracles shall follow those that believe. If you're a believing one, you ought to have some miracles in your past. You shouldn't be following and looking for the miracles. The miracle's supposed to be following you. You ought to leave a trail behind you. of God's power, where God has manifested his power. You ought to be able to look back and say, yep, God did that. That's manifestation of his power. God revealed that. God did that. God helped this person. God healed this person. God used me as a vessel with this person here and this person here, and I was able to let God use me this way. You can be a sign and a wonder. How many of you know sometime when you show up to help somebody, just what they just asked for, you a sign from God? I know God just sent you to me. That means that person is telling you, you a sign from God to me. I was able to help a man that Friday, I guess it was. Fella came by here, had a flat tire. Tire was destroyed, trying to get to Baton Rouge to go to his mama's funeral. So he didn't come here asking for anything. He just wanted a ride to this little store down here that they sold used tires. He said, I'll give you $5 to take me to the store. Just pick a tire. My car right across the street there. My mama died. He started crying. So I said, man, come on. And when we got to the place, he took $4 out. He said, here go $4 for your trouble. I said, man, keep put your money back in your pocket. Yeah. So I went in, went in the store with him, and he's writing his check, you know, getting all this stuff together. And I put a credit card up there. I said, go ahead and pay for that tire right there. Yeah. Wow. He started crying. And then on the way back, said, I ain't sure he's saved. He in church, and he started telling me how he'd been going to church and he became a Methodist, you know, and he tried all these other things. He a Methodist. Not necessarily a Christian, but a Methodist. I said, let me tell you what Christianity is all about. It's not about your religion or your denomination. Let me tell you about Jesus. So we sat on the parking lot over there just for a few minutes, because I know he got to get. But God gave me a door, a window of opportunity to minister to him the gospel. And then he asked me for my phone number. I put it in his phone, waiting on him to call me this week. He said, well, I'm trying to get right with God. I'm trying to get things together. Praise God. Well, you know, that was a divine appointment for him. Fella broke down crying at the counter. You see, that power, you got miracle-working power in you. And when you just yield to the Holy Ghost and just let the Holy Ghost lead you and guide you, I'm going to tell you, you'll have all kind of signs behind you, following you, because Jesus will confirm the word you preach with signs following. The same word, miracles following. I started thinking about this. I said, you know what? I've had a lot of miracles that I didn't consider miracles. I've had a lot of signs I didn't consider signs. God's been working in our life all of this time here doing things for us, and we just kind of overlook a lot of stuff and not realize the significance of what's really happening here. Y'all remember that day Carol was here and couldn't walk? Couldn't even hardly get up on a cane. The Lord said, tell her to walk to that door over there. And the ushers were carrying her. And they brought her back. The Lord said, tell her to do it again. Tell her to run this time. I think that's what it was, wasn't it? And I mean, or walk fast or something. I don't know. Run. Whatever the Lord told her to do. When she got about right here, the power of God hit her. That was a demonstration of God's power, and she began to twirl. Put that cane down. That's God working in our midst. Y'all remember Sister Blade came up here? God said, I'm going to do it suddenly for her. He told me, he said, tell her I'm going to do it suddenly for her. So I laid hands on her. God going to do it suddenly. And then, you know, suddenly it happened. Suddenly the power of God went into her knees. These signs are following. You can expect God to work miracles on your behalf, but also to make you an instrument of a miracle. Yeah. Hallelujah. All right, let's look at Jesus' life. John 2, 23 says, now when he was in Jerusalem at the Passover in the feast day, many believed in his name when they saw the miracles which he did. Miracles. When they saw the what? Miracles. Means more than one. Okay? So Jesus did lots of miracles. John 3:2, the same came to Jesus by night talking about Nicodemus and said to him, Rabbi, we know that thou art a teacher come from God, for no man can do these miracles that thou doest except God be with him. You see, God had approved him and authenticated or validated him by the miracles that they saw. And Nicodemus was a Pharisee that said, nobody can do what you're doing unless God is with him. Sneaking around at night. Come to Jesus in the nighttime. We know you got to be from God, because no man can do these miracles that we're seeing. Everybody say miracles. John 6:2, and a great multitude followed him because they saw his miracles, which he did on them that were diseased. So we see Jesus is doing miracles for people that are sick and diseased. The word disease means weak or ill, sick. So sometimes weakness just come in your body. I'm going to tell you, the Lord want to remove the weakness. And he wants to give you strength. Amen. And he'll work a miracle for you. If Jesus worked miracles on those that had diseases in the past yesterday, then he's still working miracles for the disease today. Amen. Whatever I see him doing yesterday, I can expect him to do today. Amen. Amen. John 11:47. I'm telling you today, don't you give up on God. Don't you give up on your dreams. Don't you give up on what you believe in God for. Because we serve a God of miracles, signs, and wonders. And suddenlies. We have a God of suddenlies and surprises. Amen. Praise God. Y'all in John chapter 11? Verse 47. I'm going to read this out of the Amplified Bible. It says, so the chief priests and Pharisees called a meeting of the council, the Sanhedrin, and said, what are we to do? For this man performs many signs, evidences, miracles. They are trying to figure out how to handle Jesus. What are we going to do with this man? Because this man is not doing one miracle. This man is doing many miracles. That word many means great, and it means much. So we could say that they were looking at Jesus and said, this man doing great miracles, he's doing many miracles, he's doing much miracles. There are lots of things Jesus was doing, these signs, these wonders, these miracles. Jesus was always dispensing God's power to people. So if he did it yesterday, he got to be doing it today. So I'm saying, Jesus, here I am. My eyes are upon you, because your eyes looking for somebody that's heart's perfect toward him. I say, here I am right now. Show yourself strong. When I say, Lord, show yourself strong, and I position myself in obedience and humility and in faith and in love, I'm going to tell you, God's found a place to demonstrate who he is, to manifest his power on my behalf and through me for somebody else. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Look at John 12:37. John 12:37. But though he had done so many miracles before them, yet they believed not on him. How many miracles he did? So many. The Amplified says, even though he had done so many miracles before them, right before their eyes, yet they still did not trust in him and failed to believe in him. So, you know, even today, people can see a miracle and still not believe. They can see God do something so supernatural, you know God did it, and still will sit there and say, well, I don't believe in the Lord. Looking at a miracle and not believing. I'm going to tell you, Jesus is the same Jesus today as he was yesterday. And if he did miracles yesterday, if he did many miracles yesterday, he's doing many miracles today. Amen. Amen. And he's working through the church, and he's performing miracles on our behalf. And we can thank God for it. And we see that even after he was raised from the dead, that miracle working power went right on down through the church. In Acts chapter 3, we had the man that was crippled from his birth that was healed. And the Bible says that there was a notable miracle that was performed on him. We see that Jesus did so much. In Acts 6:8, it says, and Stephen, full of faith and power, did great wonders and miracles among the people. In Acts 6:8-6, it says, and the people with one accord gave heed to those things which Philip spake, hearing and seeing the miracles which he did. Hearing and seeing the miracles which he did. Amen? Amen. Praise God. Acts 19:11, and God wrought special miracles by the hands of Paul. Now, that word miracles there is the word dunamis. God wrought special power through Paul's hands. God demonstrated special power through his hand. Dunamis power flow through his hands. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. That same power flows through your hands. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Can't you lay hands on the sick and they get well? Yes. Do you believe that? Yes. I believe that we can lay hands on the sick and they'll recover because Jesus will confirm the word with signs following. You see, I don't have to perform the miracle. I just have to believe God for it. Amen. I just have to trust in the heart of God that God is willing and he's generous and he's disposed to do favors and to expect God to do it. And you know what? He responds. Thank God for it. I believe in miracles. Amen. Praise God. 1 Corinthians 12:10 says to another, the working of miracles, the working of power. That's that word dunamis again. The working of power. Amen. Galatians 3:5. He therefore that ministered to you the Spirit and worketh miracles, worketh power among you, doeth he by the works of the law or by the hearing of faith. And then Hebrews 2:4 says, God also bearing them witness both with signs and wonders and divers miracles and gifts of the Holy Ghost according to his own will. God bore witness to what was being preached with signs, wonders, and divers miracles. That word miracle there is the word dunamis again. Different power, different manifestations of his power. So if God did it yesterday, if Jesus did it yesterday, then he's doing it today. Amen. Hallelujah. We serve the same Jesus of the Bible. You understand? He ain't dead. He's alive. And if Jesus performed miracles yesterday, he'll perform miracles today. So you need to raise your level of expectation and begin to believe God to do something supernatural in your life. Because, and I'm going to tell you this here. You ain't got to twist his arm for him to do it. I'm going to tell you, he's waiting on somebody that will believe him. If you'll just say, God, show off. Show yourself strong. That's what that means. It means to show forth. Amen. Glory to God. Show forth your glory in my life. Lord, I'm available. Go ahead. I believe you, Lord, for the supernatural and the miraculous, for signs and wonders. When you cast out devils, that's a sign. Amen. And it's a miracle, too, because you did something that nothing natural can do. Right? God used you, and you used the name of Jesus. Amen? When you cast the devil out of somebody or rebuke the devil and get him to run from somebody, I'm going to tell you, that's all supernatural. You can't do that naturally. You can't yabba-dabba-do the devil. You can't twitch your nose and make him run. You can't shout loud enough to make him run. You can't scream loud enough to move him, but you can invoke the name of Jesus and the word of God, and I'll tell you, he'll flee from you. You submit yourself to God, resist the devil, and he'll run from you. That's supernatural. It is supernatural that I can say, Satan, I rebuke you and bind you and forbid you to operate here, and he stopped. There's some power there somewhere being released. Let me tell you something. The devil don't obey because he want to. He obeys because he have to. The Bible says because of God's great power, his enemies submit to him. The devil submit because he just get overrun. It would be just like somebody come in here acting a fool. And I say, sir, would you please leave? And they say, I ain't going nowhere. And I called Jeff. And Jeff's brother, Mike. I said, this man say he gonna move, y'all get rid of him. He gonna move, not because he wanna move, but because somebody bigger than him, more powerful than him, exercise him from the building. Cast him out. He can be kicking and screaming. I ain't leaving. And still going. That's what happened to the devil. He don't ever want to leave. He don't ever want to submit. But he get overcome by God's great power. He gets overwhelmed. And I'm going to tell you, there are times that Jesus didn't even have to cast the devil out. There's so much power present in his life and in his ministry that the Bible says, and devils left. Devils just came out. They just left. They said, oh, man, they got the presence of God. Let's get out of here. As a believer, you're supposed to believe in miracles. And you shouldn't expect a miracle every 5 years. A miracle is a manifestation of God's power. So you could have that all the time. Amen. We think miracle is, you know, something that's, ooh, you know, just so spectacular. But I'm going to tell you, miracle, that word means a sign. Amen. It is a manifestation of God's presence and his power. Those miracles are happening all around us all the time. So don't be discouraged by what you're going through, because you can expect God to use his power on your behalf. And you ain't got to beg him to do it. He delights in doing it. You know what? We don't find anybody in the scripture begging Jesus to bless people. Jesus said, I came not to be ministered to, but to minister. He said, I came to serve. When he announced the call of God upon his life, he said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. It was for service to other people. He said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me to be a blessing to other people. That's his heart. You just got to know his heart, that he loves you, he cares about you, he wants to show himself strong. He wants to show himself strong on your behalf. In other words, he wants to display and demonstrate his power. Amen? And when that happens in your life, then you're able to tell others about what God has done for you, how you have received manifestations of God's power in your own life. You can talk about how God delivered you. You're talking about his power. You're talking about his love. When you say, God delivered me, well, why did he do that? Because he loved me. Because he loved me. Why did God bless me? Because he just loved me. I don't know why he loved me so much. I didn't know he loved me. He just loved me. He's engraved me on the palm of his hand. I'm in his heart. I'm in God's heart. Do you know he found me when I was lost? You know why? I was on his heart. And he came and got me when I need him the most. When I called on him, he was there. Say it. Say, I'm in the heart of God. I'm on God's heart. God loves me. He will withhold no good thing from me. God will use his power on my behalf. No matter what it looks like, I'm going to believe God, and I'm going to trust God, and I'm not going to quit. I'm not going to give up. I'm not going to faint. I'm not going to let myself be weary. I'm going to maintain my strength. I'm going to maintain my faith. I'm going to maintain my love and my obedience before God. And I'm going to watch God work his plan in my life, and I'm going to cooperate with him. You know, one final thought. Many times, you'll see Jesus involving people in their own miracle with an instruction. Right? They ran out of wine, his first miracle, first sign that he gave that there was something unique about him was at a wedding, and they ran out of wine. And Mary went and said, Jesus, they run out of wine. Jesus said, what you want me to do? Ain't my time yet. Then she sent some people, some servants. She said, look, whatever he tell you to do, just do it. Jesus said, okay, go fill those water pots over there with water. And take a cup, draw out, and go take it to the governor of the feast. Now, as far as those servants were concerned, they was giving the man a glass of water. But a miracle took place. See, he's awesome. He can tell you to do something so natural. Go dip right there. Something supernatural happened. So when he give you an instruction, you don't question it. You know, those fellas didn't say, I ain't going to give the governor no glass of water, telling him his wine. That's why Mary done learn. Whatever he tell you to do, just do it. Why? She done learned. Just do what he said to do. Just do what he said to do. Come on, tell your neighbor, say, just do what he said to do. There are times that he just does things for you without you even asking. Right? He'll demonstrate his power without you even asking. Y'all want an example from the Bible? Lazarus. Did he ask Jesus to raise him? He couldn't, could he? So Jesus just demonstrated his power. I'm going to do for Lazarus what he ain't asked. He released his power. Lazarus wanted to say, Lord, raise me from the dead. He's led by God. He just did something for him. Raised him from the dead, extended his life. Then there's another time he told Peter, say, Peter, we need to pay our taxes. Go fishing. The first fish you catch, he's going to have a coin in his mouth, and he's going to have enough money in that one coin to pay your taxes and mine. Whatever he tell you to do, just do it. Nobody go fishing for money. So you don't know where your increase at. Amen. You know, I could go on and on with this all day long, couldn't I? How many fish you got? Two? Five loaves of bread? All right, set them down in companies of 50. Jesus said, go feed the people. He said, Lord, we ain't got enough. They looking at what they got. What did Jesus do? Took the same thing they had and gave thanks to God, gave it to God, and God turned around and multiplied bread and fish. And to demonstrate his power and his generosity.
Glory to God.
Glory to God in the heart.
You've been listening to Living by the Word with your host, Greg Tejada, pastor of the Word Christian Center in Alexandria, Louisiana. I trust that you received the